சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். Chapter 13, verse 28. Samam sarveshu bhuteshu. Tishtham tam parameshwaram. Vinashyat svavinashyantam. யஃ பஷ்யதி ஸ பஷ்யதி இன் தீஸ் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஸ்லோகாஸ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ரிவீலிங் வாட் ஈஸ் ரியல் நாலெட்ஜ் வாட் டியூ மீன் பை செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் மீன்ஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் about real and unreal. Knowledge about real self, knowledge about unreal non-self, distinctly. Prithak bhavam. Their distinct nature, one has to know the self as the consciousness, existence, infinite principle is the self. That alone is real. And that is known as Purusha by name, or Atma, or Kshetrajnaha in this chapter. The same Atma, from total standpoint, it is known as Purushaha. From individual standpoint, the same Atma is known as Kshetrajnaha. Kshetrajnaha means the knower of this Kshetram. Not only Kshetram, this body, the knower of this body, but knower of all bodies. There Kshetram means entire matter, nama, rupa, prapancha. That is called Kshetrajnaha. Even though here Kshetrajnaha means the knower of individual body, knower of individual body is as good as knowing the entire Kshetram. Entire Kshetram is Anatma, Nama Rupa Prapancha. Therefore, Kshetrajnaha means knower of this body. Once he has got that much knowledge, he is the knower of entire Kshetram, because the Kshetram and that Kshetram, the entire Nama Rupa Prapancha, is not different. Therefore, Kshetrajnaha means here we have to understand the knower of Mahakshetram. Mahakshetram is total Kshetram. Mahakshetram means the total Nama Rupa. That total Nama Rupa alone is called as Prakriti in this chapter again. And that total Kshetrajnaha is known as Purushaha or Gneyam Brahma. So this distinct knowledge one has to discern to claim Aham that Atma. I am that Atma. Until I get that knowledge, there is no peace, security, happiness at all in our life. Until I get that knowledge, there is no peace, happiness, security. What you are thinking that peace you are getting from your children, if at all you are getting, suppose, that peace goes into pieces. Na bit bit piece an artham bayapadadungo na romba disappoint pannadungo swamini na that peace is okay, but that peace goes into pieces. I mean, bittu bittu irukum peace, and the peace. Then you get lot of, again, problem. Mental agony starts. Because you are expecting that complete shanti, ananda from that perishable nama rupa relations. That is the false expectation. False expectation is that expecting the peace, happiness, security permanently from impermanent relations and people, possessions. Therefore, never expect, don't have wrong expectations. May you have konjam right expectations, okay. But wrong expectations always disappoint you. Therefore, prakriti, the matter, you understand it as matter. Vinashyatsu, all bodies are known as prakriti. Whatever is drishyam seen by you is prakriti. That perceptible people, objects, whatever you are seeing, understand they are all fluctuating matter principle. It is their nature. They are impermanent, changing, and they are always having modifications, changing. Therefore, vinashyatsu, they are all perishable. Avinashyantam, the Purusha Atma is imperishable, avinashyantam. Whoever knows that Atma, which is imperishable, in perishable body. In imperishable Atma is available in perishable bodies. I, the consciousness, am imperishable in perishing body. This body goes, and the body related bodies also goes, but I, the consciousness, will never go. There is a nice shloka. If you know that example, same thing apply to our this Purusha and Prakriti also. Uttamadini pushpani vartante sutrake yatha. Uttamadini pushpani vartante sutrake yatha. Uttamadhya tatha dehaha vartante mai sarvatha. Uttamadini pushpani, all nice flowers, fragrant flowers, colorful flowers, uttamadini pushpani vartante sutrake yatha. In sutra there is a thread intertwined in mala. The sutram is there, thread is there, string is there, and tied with flowers, all beautiful, beautiful flowers. Uttamadini pushpani vartante sutrake yatha, they are all there. In that sutram, they are tied to the sutram, the thread. Then what? Yatha na samsprashet sutram pushpanam uttamadita. This sutranam pushpanam uttamadita. This is a nice flower, this is a fragrant flower, this is a non-fragrant flower, this is a fading flower. Sometimes you in the garland, some flowers fast, they fade out. Some flowers 2 days they remain same. Some flowers are very good flowers, some flowers are very delicate flowers, immediately they fade out. Uttamadi. Some flowers are good, some flowers are bad. Can this good or badness of the flowers touch the sutram? They can touch the effect of the sutram? No. Therefore, yathana samsprushet sutram pushpanam uttamadita. Just as the goodness or badness of the flowers will not touch the sutram yathana samspruset tatha naikam sarvagammam dehanam uttamadita. Similarly, I am like sutram. In all flowers, how many sutrams are there? Only one sutram, one thread. Similarly, tatha sarvagammam naikam sarvagammam, one thread like consciousness, purusha I am, ekam ekam mam dehanam uttamadita. Some bodies are just born bodies, some bodies are just growing bodies, some bodies are youth bodies, some bodies are just diseased bodies, some bodies are growing graying bodies, some bodies are almost going to die. All these can touch the sutra like atma, they cannot touch. So tatha naikam sarvagam mam dehanam uttamadita, dehanam uttamadita cannot touch me, just as the flowers cannot afflict the sutram by their goodness or fragrant or foul smell, they cannot touch the sutram. That same, not only that, pushpeshu teshu nashteshu yadvat sutram na nashyati, pushpeshu teshu nashteshu, when the flowers are fading and falling, pushpeshu teshu nashteshu sutram na nashyati, yadvat sutram na nashyati, just like the sutram is not dying or decaying, sutra remains. Flowers may go away. Garland and all you buy, see, after few days, thread, all flowers faded and withering away. The rope, small rope, then they tie. That apdi adhe shape la irukum. It will never die. Therefore, pushpeshu teshu nashteshu yadvam yadvat sutram na nashyati tatha deheshu nashteshu naiva nashyamyaham sada. Similarly, deheshu nashteshu, even bodies are coming and going. They are coming and going. Deheshu nashteshu naiva nashyami aham sada. All the time I exist, aham na nashyami, I will never die. I am imperishable Atman. Whenever you see garland, remember this. That is why I am enumerating the beautiful garland description. Simple things by seeing the world, we can interpret it to our own life also. Similarly, Parameshwaram Atmanam Yaha Pashyati Saha Pashyati. The one who understands the Supreme Lord, who is he? Samam Tishtham. Samam Tishtham means the one who is remaining same. In other body also Sattu Chittu Ananda only. In another body also Sattu Chittu Ananda. Here little bit Sattu, there Koncho Sattu. Appadella Sollakoodadhu. Same, samam tishthantam. In that there is no difference. Samam tishthantam. In all beings, sarveshu bhuteshu, all beings. Ya brahmadi pipilikanta tanushu. From Brahmaji, Chaturmukha Brahmaji onwards, pipilika means ant body. Same, no difference. Therefore, such Paramatma Jnanam, whoever is having, he alone is having Jnana Chakshu, Parpan Parpavan Natham. The one who is having this knowledge, he is having real worth living. That person is worth living. All others are Bhumataka Bharam. That's why Jnanis are all only really living in this world, useful. They are only useful. All others are, solla koodadhu, all others are useless anna madhiri da. Worth living anna da, Jnanam. யஹ பஷ்யதி சஹ பஷ்யதி. வினஷ்யந்தம் அவினஷ்யந்தம் வினஷ்யேஷு. தீஸ் டூ வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். வினஷ்யத்சு மீன்ஸ் பாடீஸ், ஆல் பாடீஸ். அவினஷ்யந்தம் மீன்ஸ் ஹூ எவர் நோஸ் தட் இம்பெரிஷபிள் ஆத்மா. இம்பெரிஷபிள் ஆத்மா நோயிங் நாட் ஆஸ் செகண்ட் என்டிட்டி. அனதர் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் நோட், இம்பெரிஷபிள் ஆத்மா நாட் ஆஸ் செகண்ட் என்டிட்டி சம்வேர் பட் ஐ மைசெல்ஃப். தட் இம்பெரிஷபிள் ஆத்மா ஈஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் மை ரியல் நேச்சர். ஐ ஆம் ஹோல்டிங் ஆன் டு ஈகோ. தட் ஈகோ அஹங்கார ஐ ஆம் ஹோல்டிங் ஆன். தட் ஈகோ அஹங்கார கேன் நெவர் பி இம்பெரிஷபிள். இட் ஈஸ் நாட் இம்பெரிஷபிள், இட் ஈஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஃப்ளக்சுவேட்டிங், இட் ஹேஸ் காட் கிரேடேஷன்ஸ். தட் ஈஸ் வை திஸ் ஈகோயிஸ்ட் அஹங்கார அபிமான ஐ ஆல்வேஸ் சீஸ் லூப் ஹோல்ஸ், ஆல்வேஸ் கம்ப்ளைண்ட்ஸ். இட் இஸ் எ கம்ப்ளைண்ட் பாக்ஸ், நாட் அபவுட் அதர்ஸ். இட் இஸ் எ கம்ப்ளைண்ட் பாக்ஸ் அபவுட் இட் செல்ஃப். I have this problem, I have that problem, I am not intelligent, I am not happy, I am not peaceful. ஏதோ ஒன்று குறை, குறை நிறைய இருக்குன்னு அர்த்தம். குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை இல்லை, குறை நிறைய இருக்குன்னு சொல்லிட்டே இருப்போம் நம்ம. Who is this I, fake I, lower I, pseudo I? We are all hooked to that pseudo I, not leaving that. One person sitting on the banks of the river, where in Rishikesh, and he saw one black kambali is going in the waters, and he thought, this kambali if I get, it's very nice, winter season it is useful. Then he jumped and swimming trying to get that kambali, and he catch that kambali. After catching kambali, what happened? He want to come to the bank, river bank, back. But he is not coming. The kambali is taking him. Kambali is taking him towards other side and it is pulling him. How kambali is taking me? I am not able to come back to the river bank. Then he come to know it is not kambali, it is karadi. Black beard, no? The bear, no, it looks like same kambali. Black beard, as he understood later. Then he started shouting, please save me, save me, save me. Then those people are thinking it is only kambali. They are telling, suggesting him, you leave that kambali and come. Why you are holding on to that kambali? This person says, I am not holding. This kambali like karadi holding me. I am not holding. Kambali like karadi holding me. What to do? We are all like that person holding on to son, daughter. இன்னமும் சன் அண்ணன் ஒரு லைஃப்பில் ஒரு ஆனந்தம் நினைச்சோம், டாட்டர் அண்ணன் ஒரு ஆனந்தம் நினைச்சோம், வீடு வாசல் எல்லாமே நினைச்சோம் அதுக்குள்ள அது கரடின்னு தெரிஞ்சு போச்சு. சுவாமினி நிம்மதியே இல்லை சுவாமினி. நான் என்னமோ நினைச்சேன், என்னமோ நடக்கிறது என்ன, ஆனந்தம் இருக்கிற மாதிரி இருக்கோம் இல்லைன்னு தெரியறது என்ன. பை த டைம் ஐ ஆம் இன் த மிடில் ஆஃப் த ஜெட் விரில் பூல். வாட் எ ட்ராஜடி. ஸோ பீப்பல் டேக் அகங்காரா ஈகோ ஆஸ் தெம் செல்வ்ஸ் அண்ட் கனெக்ட் டு அனதர் ஈகோ அகங்காரா அண்ட் படு மனமே படு. விடு மனமே விடு அண்ணா விடமாட்டேங்கிறது, படு மனமே படு அண்ணா அதுதான் சுவாமினி. என்ன பண்ணுறதே தெரியல, என்ன பண்ணுறது தெரியல. கீதா கிளாஸுக்கு வா, படி, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் யூ ஆர் அவினஷ்யந்தம் பரமாத்மா பிரம்மம் இன் வினஷ்யந்தம் பூதேஷு. ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஈகோ அகங்கார. யூ ஹவ் மிஸ்டேக் இன் யுவர் செல்ஃப். யூ ஹவ் மிஸ்டேக் இன் யுவர் செல்ஃப் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டிசைர்ஸ், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் டிசைர்ஸ் you are paying price. That is Bhagavan's, belong to Bhagavan. Don't enter into Bhagavan's property. Body, mind, complex, children, possessions, all belong to Bhagavan's property. Your son is not your property, your house is not your property, your possessions all are not your property, they are all Bhagavan's property. What we are doing because of ego and ignorance, I, mine, they all belong to me, they should belong to me alone. Adapram. First they should belong to me. They should belong to me alone. That is the possessiveness. The continues. So you are entering the Bhagavan's property. Therefore, you are paying a price. What is that price? Sorrow. Sorrow you have to pay. The price. Therefore, never enter the Bhagavan's property, including your own body. Never claim my body. Whatever way I want to live, I live. Whatever way I want to dress up, I dress up. Whatever way I want to walk, I will walk. I behave now. Who are you to say that? It is not your body. It is given by Bhagavan. You are the trustee of this Bhagavan. You have to take care of this body. You are the trustee of this body. You have to take care of this body and hand over this body in a healthy condition to Bhagavan. Hand over this mind to Bhagavan in a healthy way with thanksgiving letter. Never take it as granted, never abuse your body, never abuse your mind, never abuse your possessions, never claim ownership, only trusteeship. The ownership you drop, shanti is yours, peace is yours. Drop ownership, attachment. Then only you can drop that ego, ahankara. Unless I drop that lower I, mithya, pseudo I can never claim the real I. So drop ahankara towards body, mind, possessions. Leave it. It is Bhagavan's. It belongs to Bhagavan. Therefore, surrender to God. Oh God, you are only my savior. Please protect me. Take care of me. Take care of me. Lead me in a right. Asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amrutangamaya. Please lead me to that truth, knowledge. Ask him. Don't pray any local things. Pray only to the Lord. Next shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class. Further shlokas also very profound shlokas. Samam pashyan hi sarvatra. Samavasthitam ishvaram. Nahi nastyatmanatmanam. Tato yati parangatim. I am that Atma nature, the bodies are having perishing nature. I am not the body. But it's very difficult to understand this. For that, Shastra gives a nice example. If you understand that example, you understand this Darshtanta also. It is easy to own up, claim. What is that example? You are going to sleep every day. You are going to sleep every day. Every day you sleep in the night. In that sleep, you get a dream. The dream projector, you are only the waker. You project the dream, the waker becomes the dreamer. I am the dream creator. I am the creator of the dream when I go to sleep. Because the dream objects are not separate from me, therefore I am the creator of my dream. Once I create the dream, I forget I am the creator of the dream, so I become the dreamer. Correct? I become the dreamer. I forget I am creator of the dream. And the dream objects, some threatening, frightening objects, suppose they chase me. I am not knowing I am in dream. The dream is unreal, I do not know. The dream becomes real. I am chased by that lion or tiger. The dream is real, the dream pain problem is also real. And the dream time and space is also real. In the dream time, when the dream is going on, time is real, dream time is real, dream space is real. I am running in the forest. Godavari Pushkaram, stampede. Godavari Pushkaram, they are gone. And the dream, Godavari Pushkara dream. After reading that news, today night you get that dream, suppose. Because some of our family members have gone there. Adhe dream varnudu. And the stampede, the ellavaru. That means you are suffering in the dream. And the time, the space, the dream time, dream space created by whom? I myself. Because I am the creator of the dream time also created by me, dream space also created by me alone. Do I know that I am the creator of the dream time and dream space in the dream? I do not know. Why? Because I have forgotten that I have created the dream, I have projected the dream, I am the creator of the dream, but I became creature. Creature is always suffering. Creature ke edhuku use pannuvom creature? Edhedhu suffer aagurad adukella creature annu peru. So creator became creature. The time, dream space, both are real or unreal? Unreal. Because they are projected by me. Similarly, here also, this time, this space, both are also created by me, the Atma Swarupam. They are all within Atma. I am not in time. I am not in space. Time is in me. Space is in me. Dream time, dream space is in where? Waker. Really speaking, dream time and dream space are in waker. In Drishtanta. Here, waking time, waking space are in me, the Atma. This sentence you note and contemplate. Dream time, dream space, both are non-separate from the waker who is sleeping. Dream time, dream space are within the waker who is lying down there. The waker who is now sleeper. They are not separate from the waker. Similarly, this waking time, waking space are in me, the Atma, the consciousness. Bodies are all within me. Time is within me. Space is within me. I am not in bodies. I am not in the space. I am not in the time. Because all are manifesting because of me, the consciousness. When I say me, the consciousness, you have to shun that ego, I, ahankara, I. Adi pudichindana karadi pudichindana madrida. If you hold on to ahankara and listen to the class, you can never get mukti, even kalpas, yugas. I am talking from higher level, higher I standpoint, OC standpoint. You also must listen from OC standpoint. This lower I is mithya, I am holding on, I have mistaken. That you have to drop. Once you listen from that higher I, you means lower I and higher I. I am talking higher I is untouched. Higher I is beyond time and space. In higher I only time is there, space is there, all objects are there. In lower I is in time, lower I is in the space, lower I is in the worldly objects. Look into this sloka. Pashyan. He said in the previous Atma, now he is telling Ishwaram. Ishwaram, whoever Pashyan means constantly aware, anartham. Pashyan means don't take literally, not seeing with your eyes. Here Pashyan, Pashyan means appreciating through Jnana Chakshu. Constantly aware of Ishwaram, the Lord, Purusha Tattvam, Arupa Ishwara. Ishwaram, what is that Ishwara? What is his nature? Who is Samavasthitam Sarvatra. Samavasthitam, Samyak Avasthitam. Who is dwelling Sarvatra, everywhere. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini. In all people, sattvic beings, rajasic beings, tamasic beings, in all beings uniformly Samyak Avasthitam Sarvatra, everywhere, evidently available, present, samam, uniformly available, samam, pratibodha viditam matam, means in every cognition that Atma Chaitanyam you have to discern. In every cognition, I know, I am conscious of. In every cognition, I am aware of this consciousness, I am. When you say, he is conscious, no, Atma is conscious of. Can you say that? Atma is conscious of. And kulla Atma irukka, and Atma vandhi conscious of. We are not saying like that. I am conscious of. Since consciousness, entity only is conscious of, careful grasp now. Since consciousness entity alone can conscious of, I am conscious being, therefore I am conscious of. Since I am conscious of, I must be the consciousness. Since consciousness alone can be the conscious of all objects, being a conscious being I am conscious of everything. Therefore, consciousness must be somewhere. Melaya. Keela mela paka kudad. Since I am conscious of this flower, Swamini, I am conscious of or not? Are you conscious of this flower? Since you are conscious of, you must be consciousness. You must be the consciousness entity. Where is consciousness? Tell me. Don't ask where is consciousness. I am consciousness. I means which I? Lower I or higher I? Higher I. higher I. Learn to say like this. If go on telling like this, in the hand, palagi, higher I. Enna high, enna mela kaamikkanum illaya? Higher I. I am that consciousness. I am imperishable. I am the Ishvara, the consciousness. I am the master. I am the Lord. I am the Lord means egoistic, this nama rupa belong to so and so area, in living in so and so house. Ille. I means Atmaswarupam. I am my higher nature. In this body, it is with lower I. That is not true I. That is false I. Fake I. Therefore, sarvatra samavasthitam samam. Now, as a conscious being, consciousness entity, in other bodies also, since I am consciousness, that consciousness in other bodies is not different. Krishna says samavasthitam, uniformly residing in all bodies. Therefore, in that body also, I am there in the form of consciousness. In that body also I am there. In that body also I am there. In every body I am there as consciousness. I am all pervading. But this ego is, ahankara, lower I is all pervading. You want to own up all pervading I or all pervading I? If you own up all pervading I, karadi. Karadi pudichan madhrida. If I hold on to holding on, illanga owning. Inga holding, anga holding chollakudadu. Why you are holding on to this lower I, you are not uniform. If you own up, claim that higher I, consciousness, everybody I am, you can say, Aham Chaitanyam Brahma Sarvatra Samavasthitam. And the word yenaku chollikano. Naan ella sarirathil samama irken, irkinren, ani chollanam. Sarvatra, sarva sarireshu, atma rupena, uniformly I am there. Now where am I? I am in Mahilapur Swamini. If you say that is lower I, karadi. It is lower I. I am everywhere. Sarvatra ahamasmi. Where am I not? I am everywhere. From what standpoint? Atma standpoint. Which one is real? Rundu I. Which one is real house now? Whole universe is my house. Not this only small 750 square feet flat. That is only for this lower I. This house. Lower I is within the house. Higher I. All houses are within the higher I. Samavasthitam sarvatra samam nahinasti atmanam atmana. Such a person never destroy or ruin himself. Such a person, jnani, atmana atmanam nahinasti. Atmana means by himself. He never destroy himself. By herself, she never destroy herself. Atmana, never one who uplift himself by himself will never ruin himself by himself. One who uplift himself by himself, that means what? My lower eye is my vesham. My higher I is real nature. Whoever understand this samavasthitam sarvatra samam ishwaram atmarupena, they recognize as oneself, they never destroy themselves. They never destroy themselves, they never kill themselves. Jnani does not destroy. Hinasti means himsa na kurvanti. Jnani does not destroy or kill himself or herself. That means what? Don't take real killing or destroying. Jnani never disown his own nature. That's the meaning. Destroy killing and not taking spade or knife and killing. Atma, he owns up. He never disown, is known as he never destroy himself. He is equal to he never disown himself. He never or she never disown or disclaim higher I. He never disown or disclaim the higher I means what? He or she owns up, claims their higher nature. If they disown or disclaim, it is as good as killing themselves, because they do not know they are Atma. It is as good as killing. Forgetting my own nature, forgetfulness of higher nature, Atma Swarupam, is as good as killing myself, my Atma Swarupam. Is it not? Is it not now? Forgetting my own real nature, being Atma Swarupam, I am taking this karadi lower I as real and holding on and suffering. Birth, death, disease, old age, all these belong to the body-mind complex. I am worrying so much. Is it not disowning my real nature, which is birthless, deathless, diseaseless, ageless? I am disowning, really. I am an unfortunate person. Instead of claiming I am birthless, deathless, diseaseless, ageless I am claiming what? I have disease, I have birth, I have death, I have problems. All problems are in me. I don't have problem. All problems are just floating in me, the Atma. Edo oru body illo, oru sushma sarita body. Problems are not problems at all. It is like a ocean. I am Atma, ocean-like Atma. In me, bodies like waves are just appearing, which are having up and downs. They are not real. Samavasthitam Ishwaram Pashyan Atmana Atmanam Nahi Nasti. He never destroys himself. That is called living. All are... That's why in Ishavasyopanishad, one mantra, powerful mantra says, Asurya namate lokaha andhena tamasavritaha tagumste pretya bhigachanti eke chatmaha no janaha. Whoever is dying without knowing this truth, they are all going to lower and lower, darker lokas and suffering. Suffering. Why? Darker lokas and enna artham? Hospital. Horoscope. Going to that astrologer, this astrologer, holding on to horoscope. Innamo konja dosham irukkan solra swamini. Pariharam pannanam, prayasittam pannanuma. And the horoscope is really a horoscope. Swami uses the word. It is not horoscope, it is horoscope. And in younger generations, why we have to believe in that? They are going asking now. Amma appa holding on to horoscope. Children are telling, why you are holding on to that horoscope? I don't believe. Unnak edhuk and the paithyam and the horoscope lo. You were payan enna aayta ipo and the horoscope illa gyroscope illa na. Avan onni telescope da. They are holding on to telescope, not horoscope. Who wants your horoscope? Unless you understand you are beyond horoscope, all horoscopes are in me, the Atma, otherwise your children will laugh at you, smile at you. Puriyirudha? Therefore, you have to be intelligent, use the horoscope. I am beyond horoscope. Horoscope only for vyavahara. I am using, I know, chonna, yungu payan vandhi papa. Ennamo amma enna beyond irukane. Father thinking so high, they come to you. Otherwise, they also out of religion, they are also out of track. Therefore, to put your children in track, what? You have to be in track first. Don't hold on to what? Karadi. Adhi naapak vachukongo. Okay. Appadi sonnadha naapak irukkom. Lower eye, lower enna, you will forget. Karadi enna naapak irukkom. Okay. Atmana atmanam nahi nasti. Then what? Tataha param gatim yati. Because of this knowledge, therefore, atma ahimsatvat. Because he has not killed or destroyed himself, he recognized atma param gatim, supreme goal. Apunar janma ityarthaha. Phalarupam apunarjanma, no janma now itself. Where is the question of punarjanma? He attains videha mukti, param gatim, supreme goal. Don't supreme goal anna, edo goal anna nenekku kodadu. And the football, volleyball, and the goal madri, it is not a goal like to reach. Here, now itself, I am Brahman. I cannot be something else other than Brahman. It is impossible for me. டு பி அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். அப்படி வரணும், இந்த பிளேட் ரொம்ப ரிவர்ஸ் ஆகணும். நான் எப்படி பிரம்மன் ஆக முடியும்லேருந்து நான் எப்படி பிரம்மன் ஆகாமல் இருக்க முடியும், எப்படி சொல்லணும், ஹவு கேன் ஐ பிகம் பிரம்மன் என்ன, ஹவு கேன் ஐ ஆம் நாட் பிரம்மன் இப்போ, அப்படி சொல்லணும். அந்த நாளும் வந்துடாது. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா 30. பிரகிருத்யைவ ச கர்மாணி க்ரியமாணானி சர்வஷஃ யஃ பஷ்யதி ததாத்மானம் அகர்த்தாரம் ச பஷ்யதி. வர்த் ரிமெம்பரிங் ஸ்லோகாஸ் எகெயின் அண்ட் எகெயின் அண்ட் எகெயின். கர்மாணி க்ரியமாணானி, தட் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் டன் பை சர்வஷா ஆல் த டைம், பை ஆல் மீன்ஸ் வாட் எவர் கர்மாஸ் சர்வஷா க்ரியமாணானி, வேர் எவர் வென் எவர் வாட் எவர் கர்மாஸ் டன் பை எனி ஒன், கர்மாணி க்ரியமாணானி ப்ரக்ருத்யா ஏவ யஹ பஷ்யதி. தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் டன் ஓன்லி பை ப்ரக்ருதி, ஓன்லி பை மேட்டர் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். திஸ் இனர்ட் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் பாரோட் தி சென்ஷியன்சி ஃப்ரம் மீ அண்ட் டூயிங் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். கோதாவரி ஸ்நானம், டிப்போ டிப்பு இல்லைன்னா ஏதோ ஒரு சம்திங் ஆர் அதர் டூயிங் என்ன. கிரியமானானி யஹ பஷ்யதி, த வைஸ் பர்சன் ஹூ எவர் சீஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் திஸ். கிரியமானானி கர்மாணி, ஆல் தி ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் டன் பை தி பர்சன் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் பிரகிருதி. சர்வஷா மீன்ஸ் சர்வதேசேஷு சர்வகாலேஷு சர்வ அவஸ்தாஷு, ஈவன் இன் ஸ்லீப் ஆர் இன் ட்ரீம் ஆர் இன் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட். In sleep, you are not doing anything, only anubhava. What? Nalla thungre, nalla thungre anubhava. That also. Sleeping also is another action, no? Atmanam akartaram pashyati tadha. Once he understands this body, mind, complex alone is doing actions, is equal to, I am the higher I, Atma akarta. Knowing this prakriti body mind is doing, taking sentiency from me, it is the karta, it is the bhokta. If you know this, it is as good as knowing I the atma am akarta abhokta. I can never do any action, any result I experience. I am abhokta, I am akarta. Atmanam akartaram pashyati. See, understanding prakriti is the karta bhokta is equal to understanding I the atma am akarta abhokta. Parallelly, first I understand prakriti is karta, after 10 years I understand atma is akarta. No, the moment you understand the body mind, inert body mind matter is the doer and experiencer of everything, same moment you are understanding I the atma am non doer non experiencer. Akartaram atmanam pashyati, what a shloka, you see. So therefore gnanam is not just an event to happen sometime. You get clarity in your understanding through these words. You get clarity. Hundreds of times you have to read this shloka. Not hundreds, even thousands. Reading means not just reading. Looking into the meaning, meaning, meaning. Again and again, you own up. You claim, I am Brahman. Prakriti, body, mind, complex is the doer and experiencer. Because of my blessing only, it is doing, it is experiencing. I am not experiencing, I am not doing. I means uchi I. Karadi I or higher I? Not karadi I. கரடி ஐயன்னு அகங்கார ஐயன் அர்த்தம். அகங்கார ஐயக்கு நான் கரடி ஐயன்னு வச்சுருக்கேன். ஏன்னா ஸ்டோரி, அந்த ஸ்டோரி ஞாபகம் வரும். ஞாபகம் வந்து அது கரடி என்ன அகங்காரம்னு, அகங்காரம் பிடிச்சுன்னா யூ கேன் நெவர். பட் ஐ தி ஆத்மா ஹையர் ஐ சுவாமின் அது கரடியன்னு பேர் வச்சார். இதுக்கு என்ன பேருன்னா இது ஆத்மா, அவ்வளோதான். இது ஆத்மா, அகமஸ்மி அகமஸ்மி ஆத்மா. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம். யதா பூத பிருதக் பாவம் ஏகஸ்தமனு பஷ்யதி தத ஏவ ச விஸ்தாரம் ப்ரஹ்ம சம்பத்யதே ததா. கோர் ரிலேட்டிவ்ஸ் யதா ததா. வென் யூ ஃபுல்ஃபில் ஆல் திஸ் தென் யூ வில் கெட் இட். லைக் கேட் எக்ஸாம்ஸ், பீப்புள் சில்ட்ரன், இஃப் யூ ரைட் திஸ் எக்ஸாம் யூ கெட் தட், இஃப் யூ ரைட் திஸ் எக்ஸாம் யூ கெட் தட், அதெல்லாம் இருக்கு இல்லையோ. அது மாதிரி இஃப் யூ ஃபுல்ஃபில் திஸ் கிளாரிட்டி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் யூ ஆர் எலிஜிபிள் ஃபார் திஸ். வாட் இஸ் தட் யதா ததா? லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோக. யதா பூத பிருதக் பாவம் ஏகஸ்தம் அனுபஷ்யதி. பூத பிருதக் பாவம் மீன்ஸ் தி டைவர்சிட்டி ஆஃப் பீயிங்ஸ். பூதா மீன்ஸ் பீயிங்ஸ், ஆல் பாடிஸ் ஸ்பீஷீஸ். பிருதக் பாவம் தேர் டைவர்சிட்டி டிஸ்பேரிட்டி, டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஸ்பீஷீஸ், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் கலர்ஸ், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட்லி நானாவிதம் வெரைட்டிஸ் வி ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் பிருதக் பாவம். இன் தட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டிங் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் பீயிங்ஸ் ஏகஸ்தம் அனுபஷ்யதி. தே ஆர் ஆல் பேஸ்டு ஆன் ஏகஸ்தம், ஆன் ஒன் ஆத்மா. தேர் ஆல் பேஸ்டு ஆன் ஒன் ஆத்மா. ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் லைக் புஷ்பம்ஸ். யூ ரிமெம்பர் த ஸ்லோக அகெயின், உத்தமாதீனி புஷ்பாணி. இமேஜின் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் 84 லேக்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீஷீஸ் ஆர் ஆர் லைக் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ். அண்ட் தென் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ், வாட் இஸ் த த்ரெட்? ஆத்மா தி சைத்தன்யம் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஹையர் ஐ ஏகஸ்தம் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் ஆல் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் ரெஸ்டிங் இன் ஒன் த்ரெட், டைட் டு ஒன் த்ரெட். ஆல் பாடிஸ்க்கு இன் ஹியர்ஸ் ஒன் த்ரெட் லைக் ஏகஸ்தம். தேர் ஆல் ரெஸ்டிங் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் ஒன் ஆத்மா. தட் இஸ் ஈஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். இஃப் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் நாட் தேர், நீங்கள் இவுக்கு உட்காரவே முடியாது, நிமிந்து உட்கார முடியாது, சிரிக்க முடியாது, பார்க்க முடியாது. ஓகே. விஸ்தாரம் ஏகஸ்தம். விஸ்தாரம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் தேர் ஒரிஜினேஷன். விஸ்தாரம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் தேர் ஒரிஜினேஷன். ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஃபார் தேர் ஒரிஜினேஷன் தே ஆர் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் ஏகஸ்தம், ஒன் பரமாத்மா, ஒன் ஆத்மா. பரமாத்மா வேறு, ஜீவாத்மா வேறு இல்லை, ஒன் ஆத்மா தே ஆர் பேஸ்ட் ஆன். தத ஏவச்சே ததா. விஸ்தாரம் மீன்ஸ் சிருஷ்டி ஸ்திதி. விஸ்தாரம் மீன்ஸ் தே ஆர் ரெஸ்டிங் ஆன், பேஸ்ட் ஆன் ஃபார் தேர் சஸ்டினன்ஸ். தே ஆர் ஒரிஜினேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் த ஆத்மா, தே ஆர் சஸ்டெயின்ட் பை ஆத்மா, தே ஆர் மெர்ஜிங் இன் டு ஆத்மா. கைவல்யோபனிஷத் கேர் ஆஃப் மையேவ சகலம் ஜாத்தம் மயி சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம் மயி சர்வம் லயம் யாதி தத் பிரம்மாத்வயம் அஸ்மியஹம். அந்த ஃபோர்த் லைன் தான் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். தத்து பிரம்ம அத்வயம் பிரம்ம அகமஸ்மி. வாட்? ஃப்ரம் ஹுச் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் கமிங் அவுட். மையேவ சகலம் ஜாத்தம். After coming, my sarvam pratishthitam. They are resting upon me. And they merge into me. My sarvam layam yati. That Brahma, advayam Brahma, ahamasmi. That is the sloka we have to remember, Kaivalya Upanishad. So I am srishtikaranam, I am sthitikaranam, I am layakaranam. All bodies are emerging out of me, borrowing the existence from me. All beings are sustained by me because of borrowing existence, consciousness. and all beings merge into me, the sat and chit, into unmanifest form. I am there. In deep sleep, I was there or not? In deep sleep. Without body awareness, you are there? Yes. Morning, immediately you wake up and you are in the body. That is small nidra. Sushupti is a small pralaya. Once these all bodies goes away, I am there. Bodies again appear. In pralaya, kala also I am there. Bodies disappear. Again bodies appear, I manifest. Yesterday night sleep, body manifest or unmanifest for sleeper? Body manifest or unmanifest? Unmanifest for sleeper. When waking up, again body has come. When you are not aware of body, is it mean body is not there? You are not aware of body, that's all. But body is there. Similarly, when this body goes into unmanifest form, I am there or not? Ange irikkena sonnalliyo nittukadilla naan irikkena illaya vadambu illamale vadambu theriyamana irikkena illaya. That means without body also I am aware of myself. Here, once this body goes, I cannot be aware of, because mind medium is not there. I am not available to recognize myself. Body goes, but I am there. Another body comes, only I am available for recognition. But the body's absence is not my absence. I may not manifest, but I exist. Because I am birthless, deathless. I am always there. Tada brahma sampadyate. Such a person, then he becomes Brahman. Becomes within inverted commas. He recognizes as Brahman. Next shloka. Anadithvad nirgunatvat. Paramatmayam avyayah. Sharirasthopi kaunteyam. Na karoti na lipyate. Anadithvad. Since I, the Purusha, the Atma Swarupam, am birthless. Nirgunatvat, attributeless, gunarahitatvat, propertyless. I am Paramatma. See, I am, he is telling, this Paramatma. Not somewhere. This Atma, Kshetrajnaha, alone is Paramatma, Mahavakya. I am Atma Brahma. This Atma is Paramatma. Not knowing, thinking as Jivatma, miserable Jivatma. Don't think you are Jivatma, you are Paramatma only. Jivatma, when you hold on to lower eye, Karadi. Therefore, you are really Paramatma only. There is no creation at all, really. There are no bodies at all, really. Creation is just manifestation. Creation dissolves. It is called unmanifestation. Creation is only appearance. Destruction is only disappearance. There is no total destruction at all. Therefore, anadithvat, nirgunatvat, Paramatma ayam, aham Paramatma, avyayaha, shadvikara rahitaha, decayless, shadvikara rahitaha, never perish, never decay, na karoti, na lipyate, not doing anything, not tainted by anything, punya, papa, sanchita, agami, enna akram, idella mudive mudiyadu, impossible. What dream objects and dream things touch this waker? Tell me. Dream objects, dream anything, rain, fire, anything can come and touch the waker? Impossible. Morning you wake up freshly, dream gone. Nothing happened. Similarly, Whole waking world, waking bodies are all like a dream. They cannot touch me, the Atma. I am Brahman. Just as the dream objects cannot touch the waker, waker's problems, waking world cannot touch me, the Atma. Ippadi patta status enna status. Who can give my status? மதிப்பு இல்லை, எனக்கு ஸ்டேட்டஸே கொடுக்கறதில்லை சுவாமி. ஹூ ஹேஸ் டு கிவ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ்? நான் தான் கொடுத்துட்டுருக்கேன் எல்லாருக்குமே ஸ்டேட்டஸ். ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு பெக் எனி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஃப்ரம் எனி ஒன். வை? ஐ ஆம் த அதிஷ்டானம், ஐ ஆம் த சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம், ஐ ஆம் த சோர்ஸ் ஃபார் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.